Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh, this will be a good example here. Nah, there's never any media bias out there, like not even in the way they pose questions.
The Democratic proposal is designed to prevent millions of Americans from losing their health insurance, losing Medicaid coverage, or paying higher health care premiums. Why are you against that?
That's an absurd statement.
Oh my God.
44 Senate Democrats voted to reject a clean, nonpartisan, continuing funding resolution to keep the United States government open. The Democrats said instead that they wanted to give health care to illegal aliens instead of keeping critical services provided for the American citizens. That's what happened, plain and simple.
The proposal does not provide health care for illegal immigrants.
It does, actually, because what it does is it unwinds the changes that Republicans put into the big, beautiful bill, the big signature legislation that we passed and signed into law.
Curtis Haukes here, managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. That was George Stephanopoulos, I believe, if I recognize the voice, wasn't it?
Yeah, Snuffleupagus.
I always loved it when Rush nicknamed him Snuffleupagus. That was one of my favorite Limbaugh nicknames for anyone. How are you, yeah. Curtis?
Doing good, my friend. I can't take credit for this, but someone said, just think of, like, this is as if Stephen Miller goes from the White House to hosting Meet the Press in, like, 5 years. That's how absurd this is.
Yeah, look, there's so much nonsense that's going on right now. Look, I even saw a poll today about the trust in the legacy media, and it's at a rock bottom as usual. But the problem is, and this is what I discussed this with Carl Cannon earlier this afternoon. You have, with full willingness, George Stephanopoulos, The View, CBS This Morning, whatever. They're all on the talking points side, right? So Mike Johnson, a Republican perspective, like, do you think the people are hearing the talking points like that realize what Speaker Johnson said? How there were Democrats who crossed over in the House, but certainly not enough in the Senate to get this passed. So really, who's shutting down the government?
Yeah, I think as a side note, this is a failure oftentimes of Republicans to message and, explain what's going on here, to really just hit back at this absolute nonsense, to explain. They're playing word games. It's a sleight of hand. The vice president probably had the best explanation of what's going on with the shutdown fight and the illegal immigrants and these things. What happened was, all these people came in, millions of people, during the Biden administration. They were processed by Alejandro Mayorkas' DHS and given court dates for, 2029 or something, and said, good luck, we'll see you then. And by doing so, that allowed them to tap into the social safety net of this country. And therefore, if something happens, we all know people go to the ER because their tummy hurts. Okay, there's all kinds of things like that that happen now. You can talk to EMTs or ER nurses, and they'll tell you. The legal immigrants, they don't have any way to pay, so they just leave. And what the Democrats are doing is they're saying, no, we need to backstop this. We need to make sure the hospitals don't go out of business because, places, ERs where immigrants or illegal immigrants are going to surge are sanctuary cities. So maybe that would disincentivize sanctuary cities if we said we're not actually going to backfill your medical system to prop up all of these people who shouldn't be here. So it's word games. Non-citizens was something that DeCoppo floated, Tony did on CBS, and even that wasn't enough for Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of nonsense. Now, let me offer some hope in a sea of legacy media ridiculousness, sadness, and disaster. Because this just came out. You and I have talked about this.
Yep.
What I'm about to say could be potentially one of the biggest changes in the legacy media landscape in maybe in history. Okay, I don't know. You tell me, because it is now being reported that Paramount will announce a deal to acquire Barry Weiss's Free Press, and not only that, that's big enough. Okay, but Barry will be brought to help run CBS News next week. Her title will be editor-in-chief. She will report directly to David Ellison. This is a huge, huge story, and I cannot wait to see how their fellow legacy media members will report on this, because that means big changes are coming to CBS News.
Yeah, I tweeted over this news, first broken by Puck Dylan Byers, former CNN media reporter. He's been all over this, that it's going to be about Monday. They'll probably make it official and put pen to paper. You know, this is the first sign of hope for a legacy liberal media outlet in quite a long time. And you and I have talked about on this show many times, Barry Weiss is not MAGA.
No, not at all.
But the point remains, she is a sensible, sane person whom a lot of liberal journalists dislike because, let's be honest, being Jewish. That is why they don't like her in large part. And the thing I'll say is, none of this would have happened, Barry Weiss starting the Free Press and ending up now where she is at CBS News, if the loons inside the New York Times newsroom would not have had a conniption over the Tom Cotton column about sending in the National Guard to quell the BLM protests. She quit as part of that. People bullied her out of the Times, and that set her on the course for where she is now. It's truly remarkable to see the people at CBS that are going to end up rage quitting over this.
They're going to freak. They're freaking out. They've been freaking out for weeks. I can't wait either. Now, then the question then becomes, how much can she actually achieve? Because one of the things that Barry does, and to your point, Curtis, she's no, you know, MAGA conservative, but she's offering coverage of stories in a fair way that the New York Times and CBS News and ABC, they ignore these stories. You'll see content in the Free Press, investigative pieces that are really good. We have some of the reporters on a regular basis.
Yeah,
and
Gabe
it's good stuff.
Terrific.
Which one?
Gabe Kaminsky. He's one of our MRC Bulldog Award winners earlier this year. He's a good friend of mine. He is an excellent reporter.
But they do it in a way that they're not allowed to do it at the New York Times, because they actually can veer from the narrative. In fact, if they find that the narrative might be a little different, they actually expose that and they report candidly. Now, I've seen plenty of criticism by Barry and the FP. And by the way, some of it's appropriate. I don't think they're doing it in a partisan hackery way. They're saying, look, there are different perspectives here. So I'm so hopeful that maybe this changes the landscape. You know, Bernard Goldberg wrote the book Bias, I think, in 1997 or 1998. Yep. He was at CBS News for decades. He was the guy that exposed Dan Rather and all the stuff that was happening there. He was like the original Yuri Berliner, if you will. Yuri Berliner's the guy that came out.
Yuri before you.
Right, but he did it at CBS News. And even, and I've talked about this, you know, literally media bias for three decades. Even with all that out there, and even with Yuri Berliner, Carl Cannon and I were talking about this earlier, a lot of people that are, you know, in their bubbles, Curtis, they don't want to believe that there's a different perspective to some of these stories. They just don't want to believe. They don't believe it. And mainly that's because of Trump. So if CBS puts a product out there that perhaps is a little bit more fair and approaches stories in a different, sensible way, that's encouraging.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest misnomers about conservatives is that we don't believe in, like, a free press, and that we just want a media system where everyone agrees with us. And that couldn't be any further from the truth. You know, we want a news media that simply shares all views and opinions and respects the opinions of the American people. I think that is what's so missing. And I just find it so ironic that this word leaks out today about Barry Weiss coming to take over CBS News on the same day that, as you kind of alluded to at the onset here, the Gallup poll comes out about trust in the media, all-time record low of 28%. First time it ever goes below 30. And it started in 2000, started dipping below 50 in 2004 when Dan Rather, fake but accurate, story about George W. Bush as he was running for re-election. So I just find that just deliciously ironic that really the year that caused the bottom to fall out for a lot of Americans when it came to trust in the media, it's the same day that Barry Weiss may come in and actually provide some real balance and return CBS to the roots, the kind of almost, mythological roots that I think a lot of people have of a certain age about what CBS News used to be.
And let me offer an example of that. And one of the reasons that I pick on CBS in particular is there was a guy that got fired, and I'm glad he got fired from CBS, Jeff Pegues. And I'll also talk about Bill Whitaker, because they're both with CBS News. Bill's still a 60 Minutes correspondent. Both of them came to my city, and both of them did stories on our now disgraced circuit attorney, Kim Gardner, who was opposed by a lot of people on the left, Curtis, not just right-wing talk show hosts, right? A lot of my friends here in St. Louis who are sane Democrats wanted her out. There were African-Americans who came forward finally and said, we want her out. But they came into this town and they painted all this as a bunch of racist St. Louisans just trying to kick out this friendly progressive who just wants to, you know, give social workers to these criminals, which is what she wanted to do. It was outrageous. And then, you know, this is what happens with the legacy media. When time passes and it's very, very clear what this situation in St. Louis is all about, and unfortunately, a young girl from Nashville had to lose her legs for some of this to happen, Janae Edmondson, they didn't come back and correct the narrative. There's no effort to say, oh, you know what, we did this story about St. Louis being so racist, and they're trying to boot out their circuit attorney. How about we do the follow-up story that shows how many cases she refused to prosecute, how all these things and criminals were left falling through the cracks, free to commit other crimes out there because of this circuit attorney. And I offered Jeff Pegues, Curtis. I said, I'll give you Democrats. Don't interview me. I have no credibility, right? I'll give you Democrats. But they ignore that because they don't want to hear that side of the story. So if Barry Weiss has any, just even if it's like 15% influence on getting these stories to shift in a more fair direction, that might be a victory.
Let me just say that I have full confidence, what little I know that I have full about this whole situation from people, I have full confidence in this.
I love it. I love to hear you say that, because this has been bubbling. The word came out about a month ago that this might happen. And now, as you mentioned, you tweeted this out, Dylan Byers is reporting on this. So I find this fascinating. And just there are going to be heads that will explode.
On-air resignations. Let's do it.
Oh, I can't. I mean, now I've been checking CNN out quite a bit just because their heads are exploding over the shutdown and the Jimmy Kimmel stuff, and it's just immensely entertaining. So I might have to sample a little CBS News here in the next few weeks, because, look, let's face it. They think that some of these correspondents and reporters think that they're better than everyone else. They think that they, you know, should run the show. And
they do.
There's a new sheriff in town, Barry Weiss. Thank you, Curtis.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.